Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 28 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for November 4. The health unit is also reporting there are now 203 active cases that are being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 2,962 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,759 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,599 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 24 new cases since the last testing on Wednesday. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 26 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury and 2 additional cases in the Rural Sudbury District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 4 new cases related to outbreak, 12 new cases related to close contact of confirmed cases, and 12 cases with no known epidemiological link. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,097 total cases, an increase of 9. The next highest number was 707 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 10. There were also 693 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 7. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 354 cases total, an increase of 2. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 104 cases, no increase. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 309,062 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 316 since the last report on Wednesday. With respect to vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 267,522 total accumulated vaccines, first and second dose, given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 124,210 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. The most recent outbreak occurred at the Congregate Living Facility Victoria Street Place run by the Canadian Mental Health Association. More details can be found on the Daily COVID Summary page. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 12 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. One of the patients was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there was one admitted patient being tested for COVID-19. HSN said that patient was not admitted to the ICU intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 438 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 5 new COVID-19 deaths.